Phoneboy Speaks, episode 628, Hacking iCloud for Nude Celebrity Photos.
There's been a ton of stories written about these nude photos from celebrities. And Modi Sagi, one of the guys I work with at Checkpoint, had a great idea about at least one part of it. And there's, you know, again, the way that these photos could have been obtained is there's a lot of different ways. But in one case, one celebrity was actually actually said, "Hey, look, one of my photos I thought I had deleted got reposted." Now, it's possible that they could have done all kinds of crazy things to get the stuff, but what seems to me and what seemed to Modi to be really the simplest answer to this is, well, why don't you look in iCloud and see what's there? And so there's a tool that Modi pointed me out, and he did this himself, and I verified it. And the idea is that you can use this tool to essentially restore your data from iCloud, and it actually turns out, or obtain it if you've lost your phone or whatever, but don't have a phone to put it on. And, you know, then you can, and what's cool about it is that actually, apparently iCloud stores three copies of your backup. Now, the way iCloud backup works is actually pretty simple, right? It's if you're plugged in and connected to Wi-Fi and you're not using your phone, usually sometime overnight, then iCloud backs up your phone automatically if you've turned it on, and it backs up a lot of things, including your camera roll. Now, my theory is that, he said, well, maybe it was an old backup, and I agree with that, and here's why. I can't imagine that a movie star is, first of all, very technically savvy. I mean, some of them are. I mean, I don't think the ones in question necessarily were. And again, because of the way iCloud works, it'll only run a backup on when you're connected to Wi-Fi and plugged in and charging. And most likely, they're the only place that they're configured to use Wi-Fi is at home, or maybe that's the only place that it even works. And some of these movie stars, they're on the road for weeks and months at a time, so the gap between backups could be very big, right? And in fact, I saw in my own iCloud account that I have one device that hadn't been plugged in for a while. In fact, I almost thought we'd lost the device because it's been so long, and it's there, but and I found a huge gap. And so to me, I kind of thought, well, that might be plausible, right? Let's assume they guess the username and password, right? And that just doesn't seem all that unusual. And so that's because there was a brute forcing tool that actually allowed this to happen. So the idea, or they could, basically, I don't know, guess the password, reset questions, or any number of things. And they probably didn't use two-factor authentication or anything. Not that two-factor authentication would prevent you from using this tool to go through old iCloud backups. But so it seems entirely plausible to me that a deleted photo, quote unquote, could be recovered from iCloud and reposted. But, again, I know the rings of people that do this stuff are, I don't know, they're definitely, on the nefarious side of things, but I always say, the easiest solution is probably the one they used. They could have done, way more things. And you can read the piece I wrote on this, and I've linked to a bunch of other, insulatory pieces, for example, this kind of attack could be thwarted by, well, first of all, making sure that your phone is plugged in and on Wi-Fi at the end of the night so that you can do an iCloud backup. That seems perfectly reasonable to me, because if you've got old backups, then that's where this problem might occur. But if you do it nightly, then of course, the odds of getting a deleted picture from iCloud is probably pretty small. Of course, the other thing is that you should probably, if you're going to be taking private pictures with your cell phone, if you're going to do it, and I could say don't do it, but if you're going to do it, maybe don't use the default camera app. Some app that's designed for privacy. Especially if you're going to be sharing the photos, you might as well use something like Wickr or Telegram to actually get use their secure messaging features there, so you can control who can see it and for how long it sticks around. So you can share the photo with whoever you want to share it with, but it doesn't stick around forever, and it doesn't get backed up to iCloud. That's all kind of important stuff. So anyway, I'll link to my piece in the show notes. You can go read it, and there's been you know, as I say, there's been some others. There's a whole lot of links in that story that will, if you want to get more details about the hack and other, you know, other ideas about, you know, how to resolve the issue, including my favorite one from Dan Kaminsky, which was actually the phone needs a porn browser mode, right? Sort of like incognito on your web browser. It needs a mode that you can do stuff in it and it all disappears when you exit that mode. We don't need this. We need this for more than just the browser. We need this for the camera and all the other features so that, if you're doing something really, really private, that all that stuff can disappear. And I think that was a hard thing to make a case for before now, but I think now maybe this is something that Apple adds in iOS 9. We'll see.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.